In the new children's book, Blueberries, we meet Windy Girl as she is dropped off for school by Uncle. Windy Girl's teacher, Mrs. Mukwa, is teaching her class about their Ojibwe animal relatives, specifically the bear, or Makwa. In Windy Girl's vivid imagination, Mrs. Mukwa herself turns into a bear and continues to teach the class about their ancestors and how their people learn so much from animals. Blueberries, that's berries as in B-E-A-R, is Brenda Child's follow-up to her wildly popular 2018 children's book, Bow Wow Pow Wow. Brenda is a historian, author, and Red Lake Nation citizen. Both Blueberries and Bow Wow Pow Wow were illustrated by artist Jonathan Thunder, who also has ties to Red Lake Nation. And both books are retold in Ojibwe Mo'in by Gordon Jourdain of the Gukajawanung Anishinaabe Nation. In this What We're Reading conversation, we'll talk with both Brenda Child and Jonathan Thunder. We'll hear first from Brenda on how the story of Blueberries has origins in Ojibwe history.
Well, it's sort of a follow-up to our book that was published in 2018 called Bow Wow Pow Wow. And that book also had its origin in Ojibwe stories, as does this book, Blueberries. A few years ago, I was working on a book. In fact, I have it in front of me, called Holding Our World Together, Ojibwe Women and the Survival of Community. And I was really trying to tell women's stories of their history and experiences here in Minnesota and the broader Great Lakes of the U.S. and Canada. And I ran across a story, actually, that was in the archives, referred to as the Leech Lake Story of Bear Woman. And so the Leech Lake story is that at one time, you know, probably in the early 19th century, they were attacked by their enemies. And the story was that there was an Ojibwe woman who wanted to protect her children and her family. And she got into the midst of the fighting. But what everyone at Leech Lake remembered about the Bear Woman story was a story of a very fierce female bear protecting her children. And I wrote about that in the history book, but it also kind of stayed with me, and I felt like I wanted to do something more of it. And so this new book, Blueberries, is about a teacher, probably at Red Lake, at the elementary school, who kind of changes into a bear when she teaches history.
So yeah, we have to talk about the bears. We had dancing dogs in Bow Wow Pow Wow, and now bears and blueberries. Can you talk a little bit about using animals in your storytelling?
Well, I would say that that comes very naturally to people who write for children. Because, you know, I think if we think of ourselves when we were young and growing up, the whole world of pets, wildlife was also fascinating, going to the zoo, those sorts of experiences. And of course, at Red Lake, where Jonathan and my family originate from, there was all sorts of wildlife that surrounded us when we were growing up. I remember seeing bear cubs and bears. I remember picking blueberries with my family when we had to beat it out of there because we heard bears in the woods. So we ran with our cans of blueberries to the car. And so one of the things that I really wanted to do very directly with this book is to kind of talk about the natural world, what we learn from the natural world. And I had a student a few years ago who was doing environmental studies, and she was Potawatomi. And she said something that kind of stuck with me. And she said her father told her when they would be out like gathering medicines and learning about plants, that a lot of what we know about plants and medicine comes from observing what bears eat. And that was another impetus behind the book and the idea of the book, that we learn. Sometimes we like to think, you know, we're at the top of the chain, we know everything, we're the people with the real intelligence. But it's also important to remember that the natural world is full of thinking, sentient beings. And a lot of what we know, in fact, is from observing how they live in the natural world. And bears are very smart. And I wanted children to kind of think about bears as being very smart and what we learn from bears.
This is what we're reading, and we're hearing about the new children's book, Blueberries, written by Brenda Child and illustrated by Jonathan Thunder.
So I see that Gordon Jourdain lends his first language skills to this new book as well. He did the retelling for Bow Wow Pow Wow. I'm just really curious, as the writer, does knowing that the story will be told in Ojibwe Mo'in affect how you wrote it?
Oh, thanks. That's such a good question. I did consult with my colleagues. I'm not a first language speaker. I'm the bad generation who, even though I've studied Ojibwe and we had Ojibwe at Bemidji State when I was in college, and I come from a family of speakers. My grandmother I grew up with, she was a first language speaker. My mother and her siblings all spoke Ojibwe as young people, and of course, into their life, especially when my grandmother was still alive, they would always talk to her in Ojibwe. So I grew up kind of surrounded by the Ojibwe language, and I think maybe I took it for granted that it would always be here. And one of the nice things, I was just talking to my daughter Benet yesterday, who's a teacher in Minneapolis. In fact, she's an Ojibwe language teacher. And she went over to the Historical Society in St. Paul yesterday to do the audio recording of Blueberries in Ojibwe. And so I think, like, for me, Ojibwe language kind of skipped a generation. And now my daughter is growing her fluency in the Ojibwe language, which, of course, my mother and my grandmother and generations of Ojibwe people would be very proud of. So that's exciting. But I did consult, you know, at the University of Minnesota, we have our wonderful Ojibwe People's Dictionary project, and I have the benefit of being around language teachers on a daily basis. And so my colleague, Brendan Fairbanks, is always very helpful to me. And so if ever I have questions about Ojibwe language, I would ask him, you know, how would you say this? So I was thinking about it being similar to Bow Wow Pow Wow in that we would have an Ojibwe language version of the book because it's good for everybody to know that we have our native languages that are endangered that we need to preserve for the future. But I also think that we wanted to offer something to kids. Language learning at places like Red Lake and the Wadukah Dodding School over in Wisconsin, and all those places where children are learning Ojibwe and need materials in the Ojibwe language.
Great. We also have with us Jonathan Thunder, who has done the illustration for this book and the previous one. And Jonathan, how would you describe the art that you did for Blueberries?
I feel like when Brenda first approached me about the book, we were at probably at a show that had some of my work up where, people were sort of somewhere between being human and being animals. So it might have been a fairly appropriate conversation to have about making the drawings for Bow Wow Pow Wow and now Blueberry, as a result of the, I guess, success of Bow Wow Pow Wow. And then just sort of the dream scape quality, Brenda's storytelling, is very inspiring to an artist like myself, who's into surrealism and similar philosophies around art. So yeah, I really enjoyed, like diving into it with Brenda and just talking with her and like getting her vision. Brenda's somebody that I could listen to tell stories, for hours. So she never ceases to teach me something new. And these books are no different. There's always some hidden gems, in her story that have historical relevance, cultural nuggets that we didn't know, until Brenda figured it out. And it's fun for me to be a part of that for the next generation, for families, who are looking for a positive example, of good storytelling, in our time.
Can you tell us a little bit about that process, though, of how you approached bringing to life the visuals for the story?
It's a matter of sitting down and looking at the notes and the story, you know, that's written. A lot of the visuals are sort of annotated so that the guesswork for me, you know, as the person doing the illustrations is, you know, I don't have to do a lot of guessing as to what that looks like. And then based on the story and the notes and a little research on what those visuals might look like, you know, I just sit down and start to, I guess, dial in the imagery as close to what I imagine Brenda is describing, you know, in her storytelling. And thinking back to, I guess, my childhood when I would visit Red Lake, because I grew up in the Twin Cities, but I would visit, you know, and hang out with family and, you know, thinking about that warm sun, you know, that Red Lake has and some of the wildlife and plant life that are around there. I try to pull that in and add little things that people from the area might recognize. Like it's fun for me to do silly little things like add the Red Lake Water Tower, which is this bright red water tower that could be seen, you know, for miles and just have that somewhere off in the distance. So that's sort of the process, I would say. And then usually what I'll do is send it over to the Minnesota Historical Society Press, and they'll take a look at it, probably with Brenda, and then tell me how things are looking, you know, and then we'll go to color after the sketch process. And the sketching process to color is pretty nice, you know, because then I'll do a lot of, you know, quote unquote inking and just trying to pick the palette. So for this project, being that it was in the Bauau Powwow universe, so to speak, I definitely had the book, the Bauau Powwow, in front of me. I had the drawings kind of where I could see them and was using sketches from that to create the sketches for this. And just do my best to try to make sure that it felt fairly seamless if you were going to read Bauau Powwow and then pick up Blueberries, you know, that excitement that you get where there's like a, you know, an extension of a story that you follow. I wanted that to be fairly fluid.
Jonathan used the term Bauau Powwow universe, which makes me wonder if there will be future adventures for Windy Girl and Uncle.
I have one more book in mind, but Jonathan is very busy. So, I will put that on the back burner for now and see how his schedule emerges.
Blueberries is Brenda Child's new children's book with vivid and joyous illustrations by Jonathan Thunder. Published by the Minnesota Historical Society Press, it's what we're reading. I'm Tammy Bobrowski.